With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel's UN ambassador vows the strikes on Iran will continue for as long as it takes.
Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, says the attacks on Iran are part of the sacrifice for future generations.
It's not easy. We all sacrifice, but it will continue as long as it takes to achieve the goal of the operation.
He goes on to say,
despite the sacrifice, we are determined. We will not stop until we achieve our objectives.
He says, just look at what Iran is doing without a nuclear weapon, striking out in the region.
Now, imagine that same regime with a nuclear capability.
President Trump said the campaign would likely take several weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
Local and federal officials continue to investigate a mass shooting that left three people dead, including the shooter, and 14 others injured in the area surrounding Buford's, a bar in Austin's popular West 6th Street Entertainment District, early Sunday morning. Alex Duran with the FBI in San Antonio says uncovering a motive is a major goal in this investigation, and he does not want to speculate.
We're looking for connections that he possibly had, witnesses, as the chief had mentioned. We are pouring through thousands of hours of video. We have massive amounts of both digital and physical evidence, and this is a around-the-clock, 24-hour investigation at this point. And any declarations on what led to that motive would be premature.
Officials have identified the shooting suspect as Diaga Diagne, a Senegalese native who became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 2013. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 73 points, the Nasdaq rose 80, the S&P 500 advanced 2. This is SRN News. Idaho considers a challenge to gay marriage.
Republican State Representative Tony Wisniewski has introduced a measure that would formally ask the Supreme Court to review its 2015 decision legalizing homosexual unions nationwide. Wisniewski says, quote, the government has to recognize that the family is the fundamental building block of society. He argues that gay marriage undermines that institution. A similar bill passed the Idaho House last year but died in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Union says it will help pay for women to get abortions, especially in pro-life countries. The European Commission for Equality says that the 27-nation bloc's €147 billion social fund can be used to defray the costs of abortion for women. Abortions are legal and common in much of Europe, but strong pro-life laws restrict the procedure in Poland, Malta, Liechtenstein, and Monaco. This is SRN News. After starting deep in negative territory in the morning, the markets erased sharp losses. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Crude oil prices rose sharply on worries that war with Iran could clog the flow of crude, while stocks swung from sharp losses to small gains on Wall Street. The S&P 500 recouped an early loss Monday and finished with a gain of less than 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 73 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Airlines and cruise operators ended lower. United Airlines fell about 3%. Norwegian Cruise Lines fell more than 10%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Bond investors worried that higher energy prices could make inflation worse. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.